Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man whose voice carries throughout the land, reaching every neighborhood, every county and township. He's even bringing it to the barrio. I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Welcome back. He's back, just like that Poltergeist movie. They're back. That's what it is. They're back. P Double and Mr. National, the Mr. National Podcast. Folks, sorry. We apologize for keeping you waiting, but sometimes, hey, P Double, how you doing, buddy?
Listen.
Oh, man.
I'm doing well.
The new sound of the new podcast. We used to have the shock, and now we opening beer cans now. That ain't no soda, folks. This is a dope show, okay? This is a dope show. So if you got the kids, put them to bed, okay? Put them to bed, you know? We had a government shutdown, Pete. I know P Double was all over it.
Oh, man.
But listen, if Mr. National hears about it, I mean, it's big.
Listen, but it was the Super Bowl. It was going to affect the Super Bowl. We can't have that, man.
No. Nah.
Listen.
Somebody got the word and was like, look, you know, point taken. Let's open the doors.
Yeah.
Let's open the doors.
Check this out. In Atlanta, the Hartsfield Airport is the busiest airport in the world right now in terms of people running through it.
For the Super Bowl?
No, just in general.
Okay.
But the record they've had in a day, 90,000 people, 90-some thousand people come through there in one 24-hour period.
That's crazy.
That's their record so far. They were expecting on Monday after the Super Bowl, they're expecting 115 or 120,000 people to come through there. And they were going to have volunteer TSA, you know, because of the government shutdown. It wasn't volunteer. I mean, people working without pay.
Okay,
so
right.
So that would have been a mess. You know what I mean?
Right. That would have been people not even caring.
Yeah. Yo, I mean,
that looks like something. But you know what? I ain't getting paid. Fuck it. Go on.
I just can't even imagine that.
Right.
I'm coming to work. Not getting paid?
Not getting paid.
It's just crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was a shutdown. We kind of had a shutdown on the Mr. National Podcast.
Oh, man. Wow.
I don't know. Folks, I'm not taking the blame. I'm throwing Pete up under the bus. See, it was his fault, okay?
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Well, the shutdown is lifted.
Yeah,
okay.
Government's open and the Mr. National Podcast back
is open. I want to thank everybody for all the support. You know, where's the podcast? I want to thank the Gridiron Buzz guys. We're going to get an electric football big time later on. But
right.
They kept the Mr. National podcast Red Zone going. I mean, Pete, I got a couple emails and calls and texts about, you know, when's the next podcast? So I think this is show 20.
Yes, sir. 20.
But it feels like number one. Okay. Hey. It feels like I'm a little nervous. I gotta admit, I got a little butterflies. I'm a little nervous. And P Double keep telling me, oh, you're a natural. You are so good at this and blah, blah, blah.
Listen, just keep talking. that mouth is going to take us places.
Oh, no.
It's going to get your walk in closet, everything.
That's it. So what we got on the menu, Pete?
We got a large assortment of topics to go through today. Let me check with my crack producer staff.
Listen, right.
first thing we cannot pass up is the playoffs, NFL playoffs, and the Super Bowl coming up. How about those playoffs?
Dude, that was nuts. I mean, in general, the championship games. I mean,
dude, the championship games, both of them were just crazy good.
They both went to overtime. They were excellent. I mean, everybody's harping on that one bad call. I mean, it was bad. And it brought up the conversation in the post of is professional sports fixed? And a lot
of
people.
What do you think of that?
You don't see Miss National getting mad or upset, but that really puts gives me a case of the ass. Okay,
That call?
Oh no! I mean, it was a bad call. I mean, it happens.
What gives you the case? Is it the fix?
That the people that think football fixed. Is fixed.
Right.
I mean,
how did that ref know that it was going to come down to that? It was going to make the difference in the? Yeah, that's just silly.
That's just crazy. I mean, I'm like, well, what's the?
Anybody that says
anything,
that has never
upside?
Played a game
what's
in
the upside for the NFL to fix and rig games? What is the upside?
Right.
There is none. I mean,
get 50 guys on both teams to go along with whatever you rig?
Right. Some people believe, oh, it only takes a head coach. It only takes a couple refs or owner.
Right.
I was like, no way. I was like, what is the upside? You have to have, for anything, to do anything, it has to be an upside.
Right.
The NFL is the biggest thing going. So
yeah, why would they do that?
Why would they do it?
Why would they risk that?
Why would they risk it? The risk-reward factor.
Just get out there and play the games.
You just play.
Everybody loves it, man.
Humans. They're going to make errors. And that's basically the guy. We were actually at the pub.
Okay.
The Philly guys, the league, we were just doing some OTAs, some practice. You know,
right. We're
talking about practice. We were up at the pub while that game was on, and we were just, and you really couldn't hear it. We had boards buzzing, and I was like, damn, like, he didn't call that? I was like, what? I thought maybe that he had thought that it was uncatchable, but it was a blown call, okay?
Right.
But if you go back, there was blown calls missed in favor of the Saints. So it goes back and forth. It was an excellent game. Greg Zuerlein comes in and kicks them dudes right into the Super Bowl. Excellent game. And then I think
Rams in the Super Bowl. I don't know.
I mean, the Rams been in there, you know, a few years ago. They were the greatest show on turf. They made it. Mm-hmm. They won one, lost one. And then they were back in the 70s, late 70s. They went against the Steelers, the Vince Ferragamo.
Right.
Now, the Eric Dickerson Rams never made it. You know, that era never made it. But the Rams have you know, they have switched cities. They've been St. Louis and Los Angeles, you know, back and forth. But kudos to them.
They got a good history. Even
that's my
point. The AFL days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Merlin
crazy
Olsen
legs.
And Deacon Jones.
Elroy Hurt. Right. So their fans, you know, they like you said, they have a great history. Kudos to those fans. And I don't know if the St. Louis people still root for them. But
I don't think so. I've read a few articles that they're very hated in St. Louis.
Okay. I thought the Saints would win because they were home. And I thought the Chiefs would win because they were home.
Right.
And
now let's
go
over that Chiefs Patriots game. What did you think of that game?
I thought that Andy Reid called a bad timeout near the end of the game when they were driving down. He should have spiked it, and then they could have used the whole field to and threw in the middle, and then got a timeout, and then could have got closer with shots to the end zone.
Right.
After a play, they came up and called timeout. Now, I can't remember exactly where they were at, PW. I think they were in the 20 maybe or 30. Bill Belichick, dude, the dude is a genius. He backed his whole defense up. And he was like, throw in front of him.
That game, I watched that game real close. That game was called perfectly. I don't know if it's Belichick or Brady. Or what? You know, they got an offensive coordinator calling plays. Who do they got?
Well, yeah, Josh
Daniels.
Daniels, yeah, that guy.
That game was called perfectly. I mean, when they ran it,
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of last year's Super Bowl when the Eagles befuddled the Patriots.
Right.
They ran when they thought they was passed. They passed when they thought they would run.
Right.
They totally had them off, you know, off balance.
And
that last drive that the Patriots came down, well, the last two drives,
right.
It was just all Edelman. It was the same the same plays.
Yeah.
And the fallout was Andy Reid fired his defensive coordinator. I mean, I tell you, Andy Reid, I mean, he'll give anybody to the guillotine except for himself. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
You got the veto power. You saw what was happening. Right. You call up there and make a change.
They took too long to make an adjustment on their defense.
Absolutely.
They were just pounding it down their throat.
And then the Patriots, how about the first half, P-double? They shut down that offense. They had zilch, zero.
Yeah, the Chiefs offense. Great defensive calls.
I mean,
perfect.
All that being said, D Ford lines up on side.
That's what I said, man. I was like, just like an electric football. How hard is it to line up on side? Come on.
Yo, he.
God, that ruined it, that lost the game. That lost the game for him right there.
I feel sorry for my boy Weird Wolf.
Yeah,
and my girl Leslie. They're two big Chiefs fans out there in Kansas City.
The cold.
Oh yeah, it was cold out there.
It was cold.
And I think that the games before, I was actually on a cruise ship. I think the Eagles, so the fish.
You're putting the blame on me, but you was world traveling as well. I mean, sailing the seven seas.
Right. Who did Kansas City beat first? Whoever they beat first, I was on a pool deck. Watching that. It was snow in Kansas City. I was up on the ship watching on a movie screen, pool deck. So
who they beat, the Chargers or?
Yeah, nah, it wasn't the Chargers. It was the Patriots, I thought, beat the Chargers.
That's
right.
They beat the
Chiefs. Beat somebody else.
Was it the Ravens?
Yeah, maybe that's who it was.
I can't even remember right now.
Can't remember.
The playoffs are so good this year, though.
Oh, they were excellent. I mean, and the officiating was pretty bad this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know how they got to fix it.
Right.
Holding could be called in the trenches every play. Holding or some kind of. Right. So it's not really there. I don't know how they
pass interference. I mean, there's so much pass interference now.
Yes. Yes.
And they don't call. Gronkowski's getting, you know.
I don't know how they fix it. I don't know if you add another ref, another official, add another challenge flag. I just think if they
started calling that pass interference, it would be so easy to pass.
Yes. You know? Yes.
Now I think what they ought to do is the chuck. You know how they got to chuck it within 5 yards,
right?
Get rid of that rule, but then start calling the pass interference.
Okay.
And once the ball's in the air, you can't touch the receiver. You know they just let them. You know, with their arms.
All that hand fighting. And then they'll call it, and then you'll see another play where they don't call it.
Right.
It's like I don't know.
The rules are so they're written one way, but they're called another.
It's up to those individuals. I don't know what that word is. I wish I had Smokestack here to tell me.
It's their interpretation of intent or something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. So it changes. Now, I don't know. We're not players, okay? We're not down there. We don't know if the officials have a meeting with these guys or like, look, this is how we're going to call it and this is how it's going to be.
Right, because they do that in basketball.
Yes. You know they do that in basketball.
Right.
And you can see how they're calling it.
Right.
And then you work around that.
The problem with that is, though, I mean, in basketball, you got a rhythm and a flow of a game.
Yep.
And you get, you know, the first few minutes, you get an idea of how the refs are going to call the game.
In football,
you might have three or four big plays in a half or in a game. And you don't know how, you know what I mean? Like long passes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That are going to change the flow of the game, the momentum of the game. You need to know before. Yeah.
It's fixed. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. I mean, talking about that cruise ship and stuff. What, you know what I mean? Say you're on a cruise ship and somebody, you're on there like 13 days, 14 days, whatever that 2 week cruise was, right? And some chick comes up, you know, one of the dinners or something, see, it was like, I've been watching you all cruise, you know what I mean? I just think you're something you're something special. And my cabin room number is on the 11th floor. And I don't care, you know, if you're here with your wife, I need you to sneak away, blah, blah, blah. What do you do with that? Like, somebody come up, like, what? Like, you're like, what?
Is this like in one of those articles you read in the back of the Penthouse Forum or
something? Yeah, right.
This happened to you?
I ain't saying all that shit.
You're just saying hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypothetically. Like, what do you do with that?
You're like, I don't know. That doesn't happen to me, man. Wait. Was she listening to the Mr. National podcast?
they say a man is only as faithful as his options. You know what I mean? You can be married. If you ain't got nobody coming at you throwing panties, you ain't doing nothing.
Well, I can tell you, when I'm out with my wife, any woman that sees me knows that I ain't doing anything else.
Man, I'm telling you, I think.
But that's a boring story. For everybody else but me.
Dude, the Stack With Nat Show page on Facebook, one of them hump day chicks come up on a cruise ship, and they're like, "What? I don't care who you're here."
It was the 11th floor.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what floor. Yeah. Just say whatever floor. My cabin is on this. I don't know. I'm yelling timber. It's going down. It's going down.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. That's awesome. God. So tell us the rest of the story.
No. Let's know what else we got. You know what I mean?
All right. So the GOAT. Greatest of all time. Listen, that championship game, Brady, who's got on his team Edelman, Burkhead, Sonny Michel. I mean, who's helping Gronk? This guy? Gronk.
O-line. You know who's helping him? The Kansas City Chiefs by not playing defense.
Do you think that you know seals who else is his, helping him? Do you think that game just sealed it for him? He's the GOAT.
Number two. He's number two. It sealed him as number two.
You got number one, right?
Joe Montana. Yeah. Joe Montana played in this style where you couldn't even hit the quarterback.
Right.
You couldn't hit the receiver.
Yeah. People
would be unstoppable.
Play. Yeah. I mean, he had wheels.
I just say, you throw Brady back in there when it was ripping off your head back in the 80s and 90s. I don't know.
Right.
I just think Montana, with those rules that they have now, the middle of the field, P-double, is open. That was a dead man zone in the 70s and the 80s and most of the 90s. Right. You didn't go in there.
Right.
Edelman and Welker and all these little
white dudes
running across the middle. You know, that was insane. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would go through there because you got your head knocked off.
Right.
That was wide open. So, I mean, Brady, dude, he is unbelievable. But when you put him up to Montana, I'm not buying it. Montana was 4-0 in the Super Bowl and never threw an interception in the biggest games. That's fact.
He was so clutch, man.
And he was clutch.
Yeah, anybody that had the pleasure of seeing him play knows that today's game was nothing like it was
back then.
It's
totally different.
Yeah.
Brady has cemented himself. I used to think Peyton was better than Brady. But Brady cements himself as the number two greatest quarterback of all time, okay? I mean, you could throw – I know older guys would throw Johnny Unitas up there, and I've seen his work, you know, from – I didn't watch him play, but I've seen the highlights. That was a guy who called his own play.
Right.
Johnny Unitas was the coach on the field. That was back in the day.
Right.
He called the plays.
A lot of quarterbacks did back then.
Yeah, right. And Johnny was the best at it. So, I mean, just the modern era is Montana and Brady. I mean, it's a shame they played it so, the rules are so different now. So,
right.
Brady is great. overtime
rule. So here's a good case.
Okay.
They flip the coin, and, you know, just because a guy can call heads or tails, get it right, and basically give the ball to Brady in that offense, you win the game right there.
No, you got defense.
Get out there,
They changed it. This is not college. Everybody gets the ball. This is pros. You know what I mean? You don't gotta have 1 foot down. You gotta have both feet down.
Right.
So man up. Play some defense, and get the ball back. I mean, they didn't change it once. No, I was fine with that. You know what I mean?
Mr. National has spoken.
Yeah. Nah. Play some defense. Fuck you. You know what I mean? We didn't get the ball. What? You know what I mean? Football, special teams, offense, defense. You lost. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you felt that desperate, try on side. I don't know. But the change the rules again? No. I mean, plus the NFL was not going to do it. They all safety. They want to get the game over quick as possible. They don't want more collisions and everything. So,
right.
No.
Okay.
They're fine. That's fine.
The next was missed calls, but we already went over that. The missed calls.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh yeah, yeah. We missed. Yeah, it was a big.
Big miss.
It was missed calls both sides.
Did they play the game over? Play the last 2 minutes over like Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens. No. They should play the last 2 minutes over again.
Stop it, man! It happens.
All right. Listen, here's a big one. You made a post on the Stack with Nat Show page about all the coaches that got fired on Black Monday.
Oh, the black coaches. they put the black in Black Monday, didn't they? Oh, man. I think the NFL had like 5 or 6 black coaches, and now they're down to 1, I think. I mean, I thought Marv should have been going. Okay, Marv out of here. I don't know who else got fired.
A few coaches got fired, like you know, earlier in the year, Hugh Jackson got fired.
Yeah, he sucked.
You know, he sucked.
He sucked.
I don't think it's about this year. I think it's about the last 53 years.
Thank you, P-Double. That's coming from a Caucasian. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you deleted it or what, but I got a little ticked off on that. On that thread.
Hey, I don't delete that. I'm not the webmaster.
I got a little ticked off on that thread and unleashed on some knucklehead.
Hey, I mean it's a touchy subject. I mean I don't know. I'm not that smart, that intelligent to figure out what they got to do. I thought that guy in Arizona after 1 year got a raw deal. I mean, I don't know. They got to do something. They got that Rooney Rule or something. And it's a joke.
Right.
They just, you know what I mean? They bring in, like, the Eagles brought in Deuce Staley or whatever. They'll bring in a guy just to have him in there and say, oh, yeah, we interviewed.
Right, but if you look at the numbers, they're not getting the jobs.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's something got to be done. I don't know. You should be able to hire who you want, but if that was the case, no brothers would have any jobs. I mean, it's white guys are at the top, okay? That's a given. You know what I mean? Usually at the top, there's a white guy, right? And by nature, you're gonna hire and pick guys that you're friends and family with. That's probably most likely gonna be another white guy or something. So,
I don't know how does a
brother get in there? So you got to make these rules. I mean, until you have more black people all the way up at the top, where they can, you know, make decisions and get their family and friends in,
right?
It's not going to change. So you got to do something.
My thing about it is, though, is I don't know what the solution is.
No, me either.
But can we agree that there's an issue?
No, they don't want to. They don't want to do that. No, they don't even want to. No, they don't want to do that, Pete. Just like the kneeling thing about, you know, about police brutality.
Right.
You gotta acknowledge that, yo, it was. I mean, you haven't heard much of it now, but for a minute, it was crazy. It was not, but it still is.
We're just not hearing about it.
Not
in the news, because you're hearing about the government shutdown or the Super Bowl.
Right.
Or whatever.
I mean, it happens. I mean, I got pulled over a couple weeks ago, Pete. I was, dude, I was bawling. I don't even know where I was going. I was doing about, it was late and I was trying to get there. It's on a dark highway. I get pulled over. And some young white cop comes up. I'm like, oh, shit. And he was just, I still had my work clothes on, too. I had a high-vis hoodie on. And he asked, I think he saw my license. He was like, where you going? And I was like, oh, man, I'm trying to get to a buddy's house. I forget what I told him. He was like, all right, just sit tight. And he came back, and he was like, he never asked for registration or none of that. He was like, he was like, I clocked you pretty fast. I was like, I didn't even see you. He was like, just slow down. He was like, you know.
He's pretty cool about it, huh?
Oh, my God. So, I mean, everybody's like, oh, I was scared for my life. You know, it happens. We see it, but it's not all the time.
Right.
And Mr. Nash was here to say, hey, I've been roughed up by him. but in this case, that dude was cool. He clocked me at like 90-something in a 60. I was bawling. Yeah. He just told me, slow down, man. Slow down. So, but back to football, I don't know what can be done, but a lot of black coaches got fired on Black Monday, and I don't know how many got hired back. So, I mean, it's 32 teams in the league.
One.
And we have the Chargers coach, and we have the Steelers coach.
I think they just hired I can't remember who it was.
Might be three? So you say it's three.
Three, something.
Three out of 32 teams.
Then you got, if you want to count Ron Rivera and.
Okay, yeah, let's count him. Yeah, Ron Rivera.
He's a black guy, but he's, you
know. No, but he's something. Right, he's a minority, yep.
And.
Three or four out of 32 teams.
Right.
Okay? And you saying that's cool? No, I don't know. I don't.
And 3/4 of the players are black.
Boom. P-Double, can we get you to run for president?
No.
We need a man like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And all he's doing is stating facts. There you go. We ain't make this stuff up.
All right, let's move on.
We're going to move on. P-Double, after that cruise, dude, they go another cruise thing. I come back, one of my fish are dead, right? My little algae.
Oh, no.
My algae eater died,
that's
right?
Sad.
So, I'm an algae eater.
It's nationally bringing me down.
That's cool. but he wasn't that big, right? And I got the net and got him out and flushed him down the toilet, you know, and he got stuck.
Oh, no. In the toilet?
In the toilet. And my toilet's been backed up for 2 weeks. I flooded the basement.
Oh, no.
I'm like, this freaking algae eater won't, like, leave.
He wasn't dead.
Oh, he was dead. He wasn't even that big. He wasn't big as a turd that comes out your ass, and he's clogging up my damn toilet.
Oh, no. Oh, man. You got to get called a plumber.
I got to hire a plumber.
Oh, no.
Next.
Hey, man, listen, you want to hear where I went?
Hell yeah. Not only does Mr. National want to hear with P-Double, but everybody listening to the Mr. National podcast and the people that support your artwork on paulpate.com. Hit me with it.
Listen, man, I think, where did it start off? I think I went to the Netherlands. No. First I went to Minnesota.
Minnesota,
right. Mayo Clinic. And I met Brandon Seigers. We played some electric football.
Oh, nice. He's a student. He's one of the disciples, the apostles.
Yeah. Yep. We had a good time playing Toe Pro. We even tried out the Steve Toth's dynamic strategy football.
Nice.
So, anyway, I spent a week in Minnesota. Then I went to Iowa to visit my mom. Came home. And headed out to the Netherlands. That place was a trip, man.
World traveler.
We could go on and on about, we could do a whole show on my trip to the Netherlands.
Show 21. Show 21.
Suffice it to say, I made it back alive. And and then after that, I went somewhere. Shoot.
Dude, you a world traveler. You got some stamps on your passport.
Yeah. Then between Christmas and New Year's, then I went to California. Went down to L.A., San Diego was unbelievable. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, it's nice.
Wow.
Amazing. It is. I've been there. My boy Cleon Tate is out there. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So then I came back, and then I went to Cincinnati for the Ohio Valley League Championship.
Sweet.
And then came back and said, Mr. National, let's get back on the podcast.
Right. I got a story to tell. Let's go. I mean, let's go. That's what's up, man. Hey, work hard, play harder. I mean, my boy Roger Fisher.
Yeah. Love your family, love your pets.
Dude, Roger Fisher was in. Did you see that trip he went on?
Yeah, he was down in L.A. Same thing. We were going to try to hook up down there, but we couldn't.
Dude,
it was too much traffic.
He hit me up. He was like, I was thinking you might be out here for the 49ers game. He did a bowl game.
Yeah,
he did a parade.
Like two hockey games.
Yeah. I think he
like
did
every night of the week. He was at some event. You know what?
Dude.
I took my daughter and her friend out there. And to keep him, you know, I wanted to entertain him. So I was like, let me see about going to a basketball game. What do the Lakers play the Kings at night? Tickets start off at $187. I'm like, forget it. I'm not thinking you guys. Let me see about this Rams game. We could have been in a nosebleed for $100 a ticket, you know. I'm like, well, they don't even like football. We're not doing that.
Right.
I took him to some coffee shop or something.
Dude, yeah, L.A. is hot.
But Roger was at the – he went to the Rose Bowl.
He
went to that Rams game. They played the 49ers.
Yes.
He went to two hockey games. I think he went to a basketball game. He was in Pasadena. We were there, too. I must have just missed him.
Dude, that was crazy. He was texting me pictures and stuff. I was like, dude, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Roger Fisher, you are the man.
Yeah,
okay?
He's a player.
Dude, he's a baller.
Yeah.
That is a trip, okay? Yep.
Then he was in Cincinnati when I was there, I saw him in Cincinnati. He bought me pizza.
Didn't even Dustin fly out to
California
for the fault line.
Those guys are just rolling.
I was close to making that one P double.
Really?
But it was so close to for me coming back from my trip.
Too,
I was just like,
much,
yeah. Yeah, I'll get fired. I'll come back. I won't have a job.
Well, I thought I might be, you know, the last couple of, or those few weeks there at the end of the last year, I thought I was putting Mr. National miles on. But then the Smokestack wanted to clarify that you also put in nautical miles.
That's right. One boy Smokestack had my back. He knows.
He says you put in just as many nautical miles as you do air miles.
That's
I wasn't even close.
Right. Oh boy, right. I put like two cruises back to back almost. I think one in November, one in January. Folks, that yo, but alright, that Roger Fisher, dude, that trip was unbelievable.
Yeah.
How do you do that? That's like crazy.
Hey,
you know how we gonna find out? We get him on the podcast.
Right.
We got to get him on the podcast. We got to get Jim the Hope Davis. Listen.
Yep.
This is show 20. It's almost like a reunion back. We're going to have more special guests on. You know what I mean?
Right.
For the next few weeks, we're going to have a special guest. I want to get the Hulk on. I want to get Roger Fisher on. So, P-Double, at least.
We're going to line him up.
We're going to start lining him up. And we want more socially conscious, controversial figures on the show, you know? I want that. I want to push the envelope.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. I want to piss some people off, you know? Hey, it's my podcast, you know what I mean? I want to make the rules here, you know what I mean?
I think that's why I put, I did have Martin Luther King on the list, and but it's Martin Luther King has passed, his birthday passed a couple weeks ago, and sort of he's been, so I feel like the opportunity has passed, but I wanted to mention that. I think one of the things that I was thinking about when I put that one on the list was, you know, a lot of people like Martin Luther King Day comes around and people will quote Martin Luther King, all this peace and love stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's great, you know. The guy was, I heard this great story about Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King, he was riding in a car in the Deep South somewhere, and there was this gas station that they stopped at, and the owner of the gas station was a known racist who hated black people.
Right.
Martin Luther King had the window down. It was a hot day. He had his arm out on the window, and they were pumping gas. And the dude that owned the station was out pumping gas as well. He looked over and saw him, and he stopped pumping gas. He walked over, pulled out a pistol, put it up to Martin Luther King's head.
What?
And said, "I'm going to blow your brains out, black, blah, blah, blah."
Right.
Curse words. Martin Luther King looked him dead in the eye, didn't flinch at all, and said, "I love you, brother." And the guy just looked at him confused, put his gun away, and went back to pumping gas.
Jeez.
And so the guy that was telling that story said that Martin Luther King was not afraid to die. And the other, everybody else in the car was like shaking in their shoes, right?
Right.
But the thing it was, if you look at everything that Martin Luther King said, it wasn't all just peace and love and happiness. He was like, black people have been oppressed for 400 years, and it's time we're going to get ours. You know, there was a lot of that kind of thing. You know what I mean? So I think that's why I put that one on the list. But so I don't know. We just covered it.
Yeah, we did. Hey.
But then you reminded me when you said something socially conscious, you know.
Well, we got P-Double.
Look into Martin Luther King. Look into Malcolm X. You know, some of the things that he was about. These are great men in history, and we need great people like that today because, man, sometimes I feel like we're in trouble. Unless, of course, you're Mr. National, you just don't watch the news. Then you're doing fine.
Yes, right. We got a problem? What's wrong with
that? Anyway, let's move on to election football, Mr. National.
Oh, that's what brought us together, okay? I mean, all our election football folks that stayed around, hey, this is for you now. I want to give a shout-out to Cello, who put on a great show out there at the Fault Line. Congrats to Marty T from Vegas. He did the damn thing. And Marty will tell you about it, too. I mean, Marty called me up. Man, he was still pumped. It was like
really? A
day later. He called. I know. Dude, that's the one cool thing, P-Double, about, I guess, being national. Is that I know all these
everybody,
people.
They call you up and tell you all
they
about
call, right?
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, that's yeah, so cool. Right. You know what I mean? And you get some people like, "I don't know that guy." And I was like, "Yeah, I know that guy." And I mean, not just know people, but these people will like come over. If you're in my town, stay at my house. I got a room for you. You know what I mean? Like brothers. You know what I mean? Like, so close. Yeah. And so,
Because you've been doing this 20 some years.
Yeah. Right? I mean,
it's a tight-knit community.
But there's other people that's been doing it as long, and maybe, I don't know, they don't get the same offers. I don't know. I guess the word is blessed. I don't know, fortunate. I don't know if they, you know, dig my style or whatever it is. I mean, the support for the show, or I just vibe with a lot of people, and the game of electric football, you know, opened me up. I never traveled. I never traveled. You know what I mean? I wasn't, you know, I didn't think I could talk on no podcast.
I've only been doing this for a couple of years now, electric football, you know, and It's unbelievable the amount of friends and just the how much it's enriched my life. You know,
I can't even. You could Google, you Google Corey Johnson, nothing comes up. You know what I mean? It come an actor, I think. You Google Corey Johnson electric football and boom, boom. You know what I mean? Stories, interviews I did, articles. Right. You Google Corey Johnson electric football.
With an E,
Corey. It's like, it's crazy. I'm like, wow. I was like, I just wish it was like IBM or Amazon or something. I'd be paid. I'll have that walk-in closet. It's just electric football. I get to sleep on somebody's couch. You know what I mean? But hey, our season is about to start up. P Double here in Philly. We looking forward to our 22 years.
Give a rundown what the Philly Neff was all about.
Okay, the Philly Neff, real quick, is the same rules. It's almost like a spinoff league.
The Premier, your Premier League, the National.
Oh, the big one, the 32 one. I mean,
that's unbelievable.
It's big. Yeah. I mean, 32. A lot of our coaches come from the Maryland area. We got Joe Greco, who's been playing for 11 straight years. He's from New York. You know what I mean? New York area. I mean, great. It's great.
So you got 32 teams.
32 teams.
No duplicate teams.
None. 32 teams in one league playing an NFL schedule. Then we have the NFL, which is another 10 coaches playing an 8-game schedule. In a separate league, same rules.
Right.
But they get to play with other teams, whatever teams they want to play in.
Right, right.
We got one guy using, Manny Hall using the Hurricanes. Right. It could be duplicate teams, but nobody, I don't think nobody's using.
So if I wanted to participate in the National Electric Football, in the NFL, then I couldn't just bring the Cowboys.
You could. If you wanted to be in the NFL, it didn't matter if you were two Cowboys. You could play with your Cowboys.
Okay, but what if I wanted to be in the National?
In the NFL, you couldn't because Al Harvey has been the Cowboys for 15, 16 years.
Right.
And he's always...
I'd have to wait for a team to open up.
You would have to wait for a team to open up, correct.
And I might end up with, the Jets.
Could end up with anybody, right.
Browns.
The Browns, we got a guy that actually roots for the Browns, is a Browns fan, playing with the Browns. The Jets, you mentioned the Jets, Adrian Baxter.
Wow.
The quote-unquote number one coach in the hobby, he doesn't play in any leagues but this league, the Philly League.
Right.
He only plays tournament. He doesn't even play, he's from Maryland. He does not even play in the Maryland leagues. He only plays one league. He plays with us in Philly.
When he plays in tournaments, he brings the Cowboys.
Cowboys, exactly. And he doesn't play in any leagues. So, I mean, he usually wins. He hasn't won Philly. So, I mean, Adrian Baxter, we welcome him back. He's been out for a year or two. A lot of coaches coming back. Brian Healy coming back. Smokestack. So, that's the Philly League. But we got so much other stuff with what they do in the East Coast League with Brian Phillips. They have a great thing going on.
Yeah.
The Ohio League.
Yep.
I really like what those guys are doing.
Frank Jacobs just won the championship.
Championship, yeah.
That was a great day of electric football. Gridiron Buzz was there, and I was there myself, and I got eliminated quite early, but it was Hulk. Hulk beat me. I mean, he doesn't have to pay attention and he beats me.
Yeah, right.
But, it was a great day. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool. What other, like you mentioned, Marty won the.
Marty T won the fault line, the first ever fault line TOC. That kicks off the TOC season. The next one is in, Maryland, I think Darrell is up in the Clash.
Right.
Also big news, the MFCA Facebook thing was all purchased.
Right.
Was purchased, you know, by
Elgin?
Elgin, yeah, Elgin Clemens.
Yeah, hats off to Elgin.
Dude, I'm taking my hat off.
Yeah.
Elgin's a big cigar guy. He's, you know what I mean? He's my boy. He purchased it. He's running the whole thing. I mean, that guy.
He's cool.
He is cool. That, Peter, real quick, that kind of like, you said, I've been doing this thing 20-something years or whatever. You know, only thing long I've been doing is working in construction. That's more like 30 years. You know? But electric football, I've been around for 20 years or so. Every so often you get kind of worn down, you know, some of the bad posts and the argument and the bickering,
right.
You know, the hate, you know, sometimes, you know,
yeah,
not all love, you know what I mean? You can't make everybody happy, okay?
Right,
so
right.
Sometimes you get beat down and you get worn down and you be like, you know what, I think I'm done, you know?
Right.
And, you get a guy like Elgin. He's got that fire on him. You know what I mean? I mean, they changed the MFCA to the center. You know what I mean? Wolf was kind of getting away from it.
Right.
You know, just there. And this guy Elgin stepped up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a real positive guy. He's got a lot of good energy.
Positive energy. Some people almost like, you know, you don't like to use that word of cancer, but some guys are.
Right.
They always looking for the bad in something or wrong with something.
Yeah.
You shouldn't concentrate on that. Concentrate on the good things. When you throw a tournament or an event, they always look at, you know, I always tell people, oh, so-and-so didn't come or you only had this amount of people. I never look at it that way. I always look at it, who did come and the people that's there, dude, we're going to turn up. It's going to be lit. And we're going to have a good time, okay? I'm not worried about, oh, so-and-so said they was coming and they didn't make it. Okay, whatever.
Right.
But who's here? That's what we're concentrating on.
Right.
And guys like Elgin and guys like the Electric Gridiron Buzz and Mo and all them guys, Electrical, they're positive.
Right.
And they're just doing their thing. And you get on board, or
you can complain.
Right. There you go, P-Double. I just love it, man. And a guy like Elgin just elevates, you know, it boosts me back up.
Right.
You know?
When you're feeling down and beat down a little bit.
Yeah, you're feeling down, you're like tired. Like, every season I go through that, getting this league together and stuff.
I bet.
You just feel tired.
Yeah.
And you got guys like Elgin who purchased the whole Facebook, the whole shebang.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is. I mean, I hope everybody gets behind them.
Cheers, Elgin.
Cheers. Raise your drink. Where my E&G apple? I'm getting lit over here. Okay. It's going to be 6 degrees. It's going to be 6 degrees tomorrow, and I got to work outside all day.
Oh,
so,
man.
I'm enjoying it. You know?
Get warmed up.
Next,
here's some breaking news. This is some developing news in electric football.
Uh-oh.
This is just developing tonight, actually.
Uh-oh.
Georgetown, Kentucky, there's a tournament coming up in March. It's going to be a league.
Yes.
Did you see that?
It's the Kentucky coaches versus the Maryland coaches. Or something.
It's going to be the Ohio Valley coaches and the East Coast coaches and the Deep South coaches.
Right.
And it's going to be like a team style.
Right.
And they're looking for one more league to get into it.
Yeah, they try to step up. Another one of Mr. Nash's ideas. I had that idea about 6 years ago we was going to do it. You know, I like it. I like that thing, what they doing. I mean, have fun with it. I mean, back in the day, I kind of stay away from too much of the our league is better than your league. Cause
right.
Back
Brian Phillips is great with that.
He's big with that. But, I mean, he's new. He don't know. You know what I mean? He don't know about the wars and all the bad East-West battles that went on. Back in the older days, that stuff was negative. It got bad. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, our league, your league sucks, your rules.
Right.
But
He's a fun guy, though.
Long as they keep it positive just for fun. And that's what it looks like. And a few years ago, I tried to get the Maryland and the Philly guys. We were going to merge the – we were going to mush our rules.
Right.
And play it that way. Or we would play a set of games, one set rules, and then another set of games by the other team, the other league's rules. But just never materialized. I hope you guys have fun with it. And I hope they find that other league to rock with it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's good. I mean, like I say, but back in the day, that got kind of ugly.
And,
our league, this. So, I mean, it's changed. Like we were talking about earlier in the podcast, the rules in the NFL changed. Maybe the feelings towards the leagues is all fun now. They just going to do it with fun. So it should be a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you keep it positive. And like I say, Phillips, take my hat off to him. He's trying. He's trying. He's doing it. He's got his Mr. National starter pack, and he's running with it. Brian, you my boy. All right? You my boy. He's my boy. You know what I mean? So,
I think that's the end of the list, man.
That's it. I mean, in Kentucky, I mean, that's a good little hike.
Yeah.
It's
a hotbed for electric football.
It is. I mean, dude, Brian Phillips is another guy, man. He's got the fever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, I'd have played in so many, oh my God, I can't even remember. Dude, I played in leagues in the middle of the week. I used to drive out Harrisburg on like a Thursday and Tuesday night or whatever. After working, all day in construction, drive 2.5 hours to play a 2-hour game. And then come back by 11 o'clock by the time I got home and then get up. I mean,
That's crazy.
I put in the miles. I mean, kudos. Phillips gets guys to go with him. I mean, they make a trek of it. I mean, he's a football coach.
Yeah, they do that in Deep South, too. They all just carpool.
Dude, yeah, Rafiq and all of them. Rafiq, that's a cool dude. I mean, I love it. I love it. I mean, hey, it's going down. It's three leagues. If you listen to the podcast, if you got a league or you got some guys you want to go down there, get it. I mean, Philly, Philly, we got the biggest league, but the guys, they just stick together. I mean, they just play here. They're not really in the TOCs and all that stuff. So I don't know if I could get enough guys to get into that thing. So I don't know. I think that's it, P-Double. I mean, tell me.
That's a good show. I think we made it to the end.
We did. I think I got the butterflies was in there, and I think I worked them out.
You're feeling it, right? getting the game, getting the flow, and it just...
Well, that E&J Apple helped a lot, so... You know, blame it on the alcohol. If we make it big time and everything, you know what I mean? You say keep talking, we go and place it. We get picked up. I don't know if I could do it sober. It's like that singer that need that echo thing that that voice thing.
Yeah.
They can't sing live, you know.
Right.
I might be that podcast person. They're like, whoa, you can't drink that. I'm like, put it in a Pepsi bottle. You know? Make it happen.
Yeah, do it however you got to do it, man.
Do whatever you got to do. Do you want the show or don't you want the show? You know what I mean? They were like, this ain't the guy. Why is he acting like that, P-Double? He don't seem... They're like, he ain't got his stuff. He ain't got his stuff. Popeye needs his spinach, okay?
This is your show. You do it how you like to do it, though.
Exactly. Popeye has always spinach.
Right.
Mr. National needs his drink, okay? Don't judge me. Only God could judge me, like Tupac, you know. Well, look, that is
there's only one thing left to do. Get Kit to take us out.
Yo, Kit, take us out. Mr. National Podcast, we out of here.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.